Hey, I got confirmation back. Is your caregiver there?
No, she had to go to an appointment real quick. So, because I just got on the phone, another agency called me and they offer her $14 an hour.
So then you know what? If you can find an agency to offer her 14 based on the hours that you have, I would recommend for you to go with them. Because I just got confirmation from our boss, you can't do anything higher than $13.50 with a $300 sign-on bonus. That's what I could offer if she decided to come on board with us. So if you can find another agency to pay her more, then you know what I'm going to tell you, right?
I mean, that's what you do. You go elsewhere. But they had this thing, she only can do like so many hours overtime. That's the
only
thing.
But you see what
that.
I'm saying? They're capping her hours. We don't cap hours. She can do straight 112.
I think she only can do like 90 hours overtime, and that's it. Yes. The problem with that, you know, the person I got at night, they got a full-time job. So who's going to do the rest of the hours?
No, what they're going to do is they're going to cap her hours, and she's not going to be allowed to go anywhere higher than 96. So you don't want that. You don't want that because you're going to lose your hours, and she's going to lose the ability to use, or, you know, to max out your time, which is 112 hours.
She's still getting less pay. All the way around, she's still getting less pay. She's still like defeating the purpose she's looking for.
Yeah, this is not going to work out for her if she does that. So if I were you, just speak to her, let her know, you know, what they're telling you. And if you like, I can bring her on board with the rate that she currently has, and I can offer her a bonus.
She's not going to want to do that because then she's got to, like, she's going to, like, leave me, go fill out an application.
No,
do
she
all
won't leave you.
Stuff again.
No, she won't leave you. Everything is done over the phone. Everything is done over the phone. And if she has a current physical, all she has to do is send it to us. Everything is done over the phone.
Yeah, well, she just started with this agency in December? I mean, no, she started with them in September.
That's okay. You're not binded to any agency in the state of Philadelphia.
No, I'm talking about the physical thing.
Yeah, the physicals are good for up to a year. She could just send us her physical.
Right, but I mean, I don't think she's going. It's like it's not even. I mean, it's not worth the move. What's the purpose of moving? It's like you gotta stop, you know, and do it. Take time out, do all of that stuff, and then I gotta do. Then the other person got, because I'm not gonna just leave the one person or the other agency, you know.
We'll do everything. Right, we'll do everything all together at once. And it's not that difficult. It's just the same hiring application she fills out, and she could do it. There's not going to be no lapse of services to you and no lapse of payments to her, because we won't take over until the state gives us an authorization.
Let me ask you a question. You said something to me that was interesting.
Uh-huh.
So if the state only give you an allowance of $13 an hour, right?
No, we're allowed. We're only allowed.
How do you ever get a raise? You don't ever get a raise then, huh?
So with caregiving jobs, a raise is very, very hard, and I'm going to tell you why. The state ups their wages like every 2 to 3 years. So if an agency does, like, let's say a 50-cent raise, that's a lot because the state hasn't even reimbursed them yet for it. So that's why raises are very hard to get. Being a caregiver, because the state is not budging with what they're giving you.
So why do these people be advertising you get raises in a year? Why did the agency be advertising all this false information then?
You see, I can't speak on them. I don't know. I don't know why they would do that. But that's why I break down the numbers to you and I tell you what's what, so you can be aware, you know, and make an informed decision.
Right, that's what
We offer raises once a year on their anniversary date, but it's not like a lot of money. It's like maybe 50, 60 cents. The most is a dollar. But it's something. At least they get something.
Yeah, I mean, that's a raise. I mean, I mean, at least you're in the 1% percentile. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
But I'm just thinking, but I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
If you can give me a raise, I mean, what I'm trying to, you said something to me, and you said to me, that the state, we only can pay $13.50 an hour.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the most. So in a year, when it's time for your raise and you get the 60-cent raise, that's more than $13.50. So how you do that?
Only if the state approves it and gives us the increment. Because they usually do it every other year.
Oh, okay.
It's hard. It's hard. Anything with Medicaid, you know how that is. It's a state-funded program.
It's the first time I ever been on it. The only reason I got on it is because of the fact that when I lost my job, I didn't have any money coming in for 2 years until I started getting my check, my retirement check.
Wow.
So it took me so long, and by the time when I got on it, you know, I needed help. So
yeah,
that's how I ended up getting on it.
It's a little difficult, but if you kind of look at it, she's in a good spot because $13.50, she is getting the max rate for the county, and she is getting overtime, and they're not capping hours like us. So if you ever, if they messed up her pay and they're giving you the runaround, you know, I would change agencies. But if
she don't have no problem getting her check.
Right.
I mean, they pay. I know him. That's why I got her to switch to him.
Right.
So, and he was explaining all of this to us, but he didn't add the part about the state. He was trying to tell me, but he didn't go into depth like you did.
Right.
He was trying to explain it to me about the $13.50, but he just kept saying the state allowance. That's how he said it, and I ain't gonna know what he was talking about. But now understanding, that's what I was telling him. I said, yeah, he was being honest with us when he was saying what he was saying. And so now I understand it because he didn't explain it the way you did. You the first person to ever explain it to us the way you did.
I tried
it. One thing I can say about you, you tell your boss, I said, which I used to be a boss, and I was a manager at the university, that you do your job and you explain to the client exactly what they're coming into versus anybody else. Because you're the only one to ever explain that to us,
Yeah, I try because we have to be as crystal as possible so that you can understand and make an informed decision. I don't like people to just make a decision based on crap, you know, bullshit people tell them, you know.
Right, because I was reading something else about agencies, how the turnover is so high. I said, I see why.
Yeah, it's
because
very
high. You're misinformed. I don't know. Do people get, like, a bonus or something, like, for picking people up?
No. We work salary, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I said either they must be getting a bonus, like every time they get somebody to come in or whatever. I didn't know what it was. I said, because I don't understand why they tell you all that then if they ain't getting nothing out of it. I'll be honest.
Right. Absolutely.
Because then you're going to have if I own the company, I mean, I don't want to be an agency to have a high turnover because it's like something ain't. If I was to say, I would look at that agency, like, something they ain't doing right.
Something's not right. Absolutely.
I agree with you. Yeah, and I know a lot of people be talking about agencies all the time, you know.
All the time.
When I first got into it, they was like, when I needed one, they were like, yeah, you got to be careful with these agencies. They'll tell you, they'll do all of this, and you need them. Like one agency I was with, when my caretaker didn't come in, I kept calling. I was in a coma. I went out of the country, and I was in a coma for 2 months. When I came home, they never even said, the guy that was supposed to be handling my case, this mother went on vacation. He didn't tell me he was going on vacation, right? He went on vacation and never gave me a caretaker. I couldn't even sit up in the bed by myself.
Oh,
he
my
got
God.
Fired. He ended up firing him. Yeah. I'm like, man, I'm sitting in this house like I have no family here, nothing. You know, I don't have any kids and I'm not married. So, yeah, I'm here like almost 2 weeks by myself, you know?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, no, it's horrible.
Yeah, that was crazy. The only thing they care about is getting that check, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree. But what's very unique about Family First Care is that we're a small business, a family-owned business, and we take care of our patients. Like, we are thorough with our patients, and we make sure that the caregiver is happy and the patient as well.
Well, I wish y'all gave a little bit more money because I know she's not gonna switch. She's not gonna do all that other stuff to change. I already know that.
I know.
Yeah, but thanks for all your advice, though.
But listen, you have my number. If anything ever changes, just don't hesitate to call me. We're here, and I'm here to assist you. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You take care. Okay. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Bye.